This is John McLaughlin with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Monday, June 6th. According to the National Weather Service, showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mainly before 2 p.m. Expect mostly cloudy skies with a high near 76. Winds from the south 5 to 10 miles per hour coming from the north in the afternoon. Our chance of precipitation is 70% and rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch, generally. Then tonight, we have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. and a low around 56. Iowa City police say they are reviewing an arrest made Friday, partially caught on a bystander's video, of a woman accused of biting a deputy and attempting to disarm an officer. The video shows several officers placing the woman in the back seat of a marked police vehicle while she attempts to get back out. The video is unclear whether she is handcuffed, but it briefly shows her hands are behind her back. It shows the back of an officer as he punches her several times before the squad car's door is closed with her inside. The city said in its news release that a police foot patrol saw the woman hitting the windows of a downtown bar after being denied entry. The woman, 22-year-old Daria Brown of Iowa City, was arrested on account of public intoxication, but then Brown resisted arrest, the city said, by assaulting three Iowa City police officers. While being placed in a patrol vehicle, Brown grabbed an officer's taser and attempted to disarm the officer, the city said. Brown then was taken to the Johnson County Jail, where the city said she bit a Johnson County Sheriff's deputy. Crews rescued a man spotted Saturday evening clinging to a concrete wall in the Cedar River downtown. Shortly after 5:30 p.m., firefighters were called to the 2nd Avenue Bridge near Mays Island, where witnesses pointed to the man in the water. Crews deployed rescue ropes over the sides of the bridge to initially capture him. A swift water boat crew was launched with firefighters and police officers on board. The boat crew rescued the man, bringing him into the inflatable boat, and he was taken to an awaiting ambulance crew. The fire department did not release the man's name or age or say how he came to be in the river. In criminal complaints, however, the man was identified as 33-year-old Christian J.R. Murphy. He was taken into police custody on city charges of swimming in the river and carrying a concealed folding knife with a blade longer than 3 inches, both simple misdemeanors.